This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, much to discuss here tonight. Still to come, the dog tax that is happening over in Switzerland, and what happens if you don't pay. You'll fill us in on that. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Frank is in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. The Albert
and
Mark.
Good evening. Speaking of the devil, the last phone caller with the Illuminati, yes, we exist, and all religions are persuasive fictions that have been controlled from the very beginning, but I believe the caller is off regarding ancient mystery Babylon religious foundations and traditions. It actually goes back 25,000 years beyond the year 759 B.C.
Now, you know these things because you are actually a member of the Illuminati.
Absolutely. But what I wanted to say was actually regarding the jury nullification, and it's very interesting because for a charge of jury tampering, one would have to be involved with the attorneys and the prospective jurors in the selection process. So that's really a bad charge. What they could have done was say that basically the person is attempting or conspiring to obstruct justice. That would have been probably the easiest charge to make, but one of the most difficult charges to prove, and they would have to go on the grounds that his actions involve the impinging practice of law through the selective process of acquiring the jury. Now, what's interesting about the whole deal is last year I had an experience in New York being called for jury duty, but sadly I wasn't placed on a jury.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what they tend to look for is people that really don't have, you know, extensive educational backgrounds, people that, if it's sort of like in the area of non-criminal, where it would be, let's say, someone has a something on the side of the house that falls down and hits a passerby, and they're suing the person, you know, in a civil action. They tend to like people with business or sort of corporate backgrounds for that.
Can't you just show your Illuminati pass card and get in?
Oh, no, I was hoping I could use that to get out of it.
Oh, I see.
sadly, one couldn't. And the notion of worship in
the Illuminati just ain't all it's cracked up to be, is it, Frank? I mean, you can't even get out of jury duty with the Illuminati.
Well, you know, I'm not one of the rich Rockefeller Illuminati.
How many levels are there? I mean, what level are you?
Well, actually, I'm sort of considered the fool or the clown. They admire my intellectual ability, and I'm basically there to have interesting dinner conversation. But when it comes time to pulling the strings for power and things, I'm sort of in the outer circle. I'm not involved with the Committee of 300 that sort of runs the show.
So how do I get in?
For the 15 members that actually rule the world, there's 15 people that are unknown, even to the Council of 300, that are only known through correspondences with corporations and law firms. And then you have the Committee of 3,000 that goes, the Committee of 300 that goes back to the days of the East India Trading Company.
Why is it that people are so confused, Frank? Because normally when we talk to people that believe the whole Illuminati thing, they're very confused. Like that caller that we had last hour, for those just tuning in, you missed it. He was rambling. He was jumping all over the place. He didn't have anything really significant or coherent to say beyond talking about the Ten Commandments being on a rock in New Mexico, and that means that the Babylonians
were
there.
Well, actually, if I could say something about that, you have to realize that there is no physical evidence or archaeological evidence to prove that Moses existed or that he received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai or Mount Ararat or Mount Tabor, whichever religion you want to look at with regard to that supposed location. And what's very interesting about it is that if Moses was the adopted son of Pharaoh or nephew of Pharaoh, actually son of Pharaoh, because Moses was found by Pharaoh's sister, the princess, in the bulrushes, and then she adopted him as her son, who was then a prince of ancient Egypt. Now, he would have been introduced to the priesthood of Amun, and it was the priesthood that had the 300 laws or commandments that appear in the Book of the Dead, whereby before you, when you're judged, in death, you have to say, I did not murder, I did not do this. There are 300 things. So the Ten Commandments are actually 10 of the 300 that have been adapted, in a sense. And remember, religion is a regime. You have to understand this. And I think Max Weber, the sociologist and philosopher of the 19th century, was probably the most articulate regarding religion. And he basically said that all religions are a regime of oppression and repression that are used to keep people in line. And they're used to keep people from achieving their genuine happiness. And enslaved to, you know, a political order, often men and women that care nothing for the worshipful members that detest to believe.
But Frank, you didn't really address my question. Let me rephrase it. You always sound so educated and coherent, and like you can speak in complete sentences and you make sense. And you seem to accept this idea of the Illuminati, and you actually claim to be a part of it. Whereas everybody else that we've ever talked to about the Illuminati, when they call and mention the Illuminati, they're always some rambling madman who can barely even string a sentence together and keep your attention on one topic.
You have to realize the Illuminati itself was the institution that came into existence on May 1st, 1776 by the professor of canon law at Ingolstadt University, Adam Weishaupt. And what's interesting, the Illuminati, though, was a very modern construction. You know, the Order of the Snake or the Fraternity of the Sacred Snake goes back to ancient Egypt.
But hold on, I don't want to get a history lesson from you on this.
It's a lineage. I think you have to understand the genealogy of that. But what's interesting about it is, we know individuals that are executing power in our culture and in different cultures in the world are members of this organization. There's nothing one can do about it. They have been in power from the beginning and they will be in power until the end. And ultimately, the key that you have to realize to be illuminated, to genuinely be a member of the Illuminati, is you have to understand yourself in the world and the paradigms of illusion and the paradigms of reality. And you have to emancipate yourself.
That's great, and I'm all in favor of I'm all in favor of the emancipation. But if you take what the people who claim to know things about the Illuminati suggest, like you're saying, they're power mongers or whatever. Why is it that they're not punishing you for like revealing their secrets about the 300 people and the 15?
Everyone knows that. That's common knowledge.
If
one moves into, let's say, some of the orders of the, let's say, the 18th to 33rd or to the 46th degree in Masonry, you know all about this stuff. So the point is, there are many people that know this, but it's very interesting in the sense that...
How did you get initiated? How did you come across them?
I can't speak about it, but it goes back through families. It's sort of a lineage with families. But what's interesting about the whole process...
But if you're able to become a Freemason, then in theory you...
Well, I never said I was a Freemason, nor did I say I'm not a Freemason. See, that's fearful because I don't want them to kill me and to pull my tongue out and things. One never will discuss the secrets of the temple. But I think right now that with the Internet you can. And there's a tremendous amount of information out there.
Yeah, but it's all crazy. It all sounds so maddening, Frank, and it's always presented by some rambling lunatic has this webpage that just goes on and on.
I have heard some things about Freemasonry that I feel pretty confident are true.
I've been in their little throne room. It's
creepy. Nothing about assassinations or nothing about assassinations or elaborate plots or anything like that, but just things about their typical day-to-day practices that are just kind of bizarre.
Thanks, Frank, as always, for the call today. I tend to... I don't know how... I imagine there are people out there that believe this Illuminati thing exists, and maybe it does exist, and if it does exist, maybe Frank is right, that they are in control of all the governments and the religions and everything like that. I just don't... I don't accept it as defeatist. You know, I don't look at that and say, oh, well, we're screwed. I still believe that we can live free and we need to get together and just do it, not worry about secret plots and things like that.
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Pirates.
If you like Taran Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-offs all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. Just go check it out at piratesofsavannahbook.com. There's a PDF there. You can download it. I guess read it on one of those little reader things. You can get it in audiobook format. That's how I've got it, and I think it's great. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com. If you enjoy it, you can throw a few bucks Taran's way. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Sid is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dalbert, and Mark. Hello, Sid. Sid in Indiana, going once. Sid in Indiana, going.
I'm here.
Hello, Sid. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Super. What's on your mind tonight, Sid?
Well, you know, I was just listening. I listen to every, I listen to LRN all the time, but I listen to you guys every time you're on, and I'll tell you why. You've got the best bunch of mutant call-ins I've ever heard.
What do you say, mutant call-ins? What do you mean by that?
I think he means the last call.
No. Not just the last one.
Well, as an example, though, I think that's what you mean,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he was great. No, the last guy was great, but the guy before him, it's the mutants that don't understand that they're mutants that I find most hilarious.
Define mutant. I'm clear.
Well, people that are so, I'm deep into my study of 759 B.C., How deep can you be into that?
Yeah, what is there to study? And when you're just talking about what the area of Judea in 759, I mean, a couple of verses?
Yeah, really? No, and you know, well, all I can say is that guy just cracked me up. But last week you had two or three in a row that were it was anti-Israel, one after the other. And it just cracks me up how serious they take themselves.
Well, it is just sure is fun to do an open phones radio show because you never know who's going to walk through the door next or through the open phone line,
well,
if you will, next.
I'll try not to be too mutant-fied for you guys.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, we actually took the time, for those of you just tuning in, there was a guy that called the end of the last hour. That's who you're referring to, who was, like you're saying, talking about all his research he's been doing into the year 759 or something like that. And he provided a link to his YouTube channel, and so I went during the news break and pulled up his YouTube video. And basically, it's a video of him or his brother or somebody going to the what is called the Los Lunas Decalogue Stone, which is a large boulder on the side of Hidden Mountain. This, according to Wikipedia, near Los Lunas, New Mexico, about 35 miles south of Albuquerque, that bears a very regular inscription carved into a flat panel. It's also known as the Los Lunas Mystery Stone or Commandment Rock. The inscription is interpreted to be an abridged version of the Decalogue or the Ten Commandments in a form of Paleo-Hebrew. The stone is controversial in that some claim the inscription is pre-Columbian and therefore proof of early Semitic contact with the Americas, which is essentially what the caller was suggesting. Am I right about that, Mark?
Yes. It's ludicrous. Somebody came out there, they carved what they thought to be important, which are the Ten Commandments. They're in all kinds of... They're iconic, for God's sake. Somebody carved them on a flat rock. It's not...
Hey, guys, if they just looked at the base of the thing and seen that it was in concrete, they might have realized, you know, that the Paleo-Hebrew just wasn't so.
It was in concrete? I don't know what you mean.
No. That's a joke. In other words, they go to this monolith with Paleo-Hebrew, which, you know, I studied that in college. And if they just happened to look down, it was, you know, probably had a concrete base to it with somebody who had put their fingerprints in it as the concrete hardened.
Yeah, so I think essentially the extent of his study is to go and look at this rock in Los Lunas, New Mexico, or Los Lunas, New Mexico. In fact, there's not much else to say about this. Wikipedia points out the first recorded mention of the stone is in 1933 when Professor Frank Hibben, an archaeologist from the University of New Mexico, saw it. He was led to the stone by an unnamed guide who claimed to have found it as a boy in the 1880s. The 1880s date of discovery is important to those who believe the stone was inscribed by a lost tribe of Israel. the Paleo-Hebrew script is practically identical to the Phoenician script, which was known at the time, thus not precluding the possibility of fraud. One argument against the stone's antiquity is its apparent use of modern Hebrew punctuation, though an amateur epigrapher argued the punctuation is consistent with antiquity. So basically it's a stone with the Ten Commandments written on it in what they call Paleo-Hebrew, and there is some question as to its authenticity or its date of origin. And basically that's what this guy was basing his entire video/call off of, as I understand it.
And, you know, guys, I wasn't trying to make fun of this guy. I just love all the mutants in general, you know. I really do.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a new word. I've never heard anyone described that way.
And then that reminds me of Paula.
Paula. Oh, we miss Paula. Don't know what happened to her. 800-259-9231. They come and they go over the years. Sometimes they come back now and then, but most often they just go. 1-800-259-9231. You can go see the stone for yourself. It's apparently accessible to visitors who purchase a $25 recreational access permit from the New Mexico State Land Office.
Good Lord! They charge $25? I mean, you could go to a theme park for less than that. I could go to Busch Gardens and ride the Monstrous Mamba for less than that. That's crazy.
Other researchers, by the way, are dismissed the inscription based on the numerous stylistic and grammatical errors that appear in the inscription. Most modern scholars, and it just looks fresh. When you look at it, it looks pretty recent. Most modern scholars question much of Hidden's research today because of his work with alleged pre-Clovis sites in at least two separate incidents. Hidden's fabricated some or all of his archaeological data to support his pre-Clovis migration theory, whatever that is. These missteps call into the rest of his work into question and for many undermine the validity of his claims about the Los Lunas Decalogue stone.
So this is supposed to be the Ten Commandments.
It is, the Ten Commandments, from what I understand.
The original.
But no.
God, no.
I don't know. Was that what that caller was claiming?
That sounds like that God carved this with his fiery finger from heaven or something, right?
Did you get that impression, Mark, from the caller?
Yes, I got the impression that was where the Israelites got their stuff from. Was this place in
New Mexico,
which is, you know, patently ludicrous. and I think that you could take two positions. The Bible isn't clear that, at least I'm not clear that the Bible says that God wrote them on the stone and gave them to Moses. Maybe it says that. It kind of sounds like it. But Moses was up there. And I think that, you know, probably your reasonable Bible believer would likely believe that, in fact, Moses inscribed what God told him.
That's an oxymoron.
I'm not going to say that. I think that I think that somebody can believe that the lessons of the Bible are good lessons. Some of them, you know, and like things like they can pick and choose.
Certain events might have been loosely based on real events.
Yeah, you know,
some of them.
We'll come back with more of your thoughts. There, welcome at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and those features include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com and get on either the updates list via email or Twitter or Facebook or all of the above if you'd like. It's all free and all there for you at news.freetalklive.com.
Totosac, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it is a retail grocery bag carrier. Whether you're carrying groceries from the grocery store to the car, from the car to the house, from, you know, the house to wherever, it makes so many carrying tasks, especially grocery bags, a heck of a lot easier, and you'll be surprised you're able to make it without it. It makes things so much easier. Go check out the Totosac at totosac.us, totasak.us. And pick up a family pack and give it to some friends and some family. Totosac.us.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to, I believe, Bill is in Missouri. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Bill. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Bill?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that some of these Illuminati people actually believe when they have their higher-up meetings, they actually summon demons, and demons are present in the room.
How would you know that?
It's on other GCN network channels.
Oh no, I don't mean how would you know that they believe that. I wonder how they would think that demons are in the room.
Well, I mean, because they want it to be there. It's like a sci-fi trackie at a Star Trek convention. They talk about communicating between planets, and they use subspace. There is no such thing as subspace. That's not real. You know, it's all for entertainment purposes only. And what they're doing is, I think the men in the 1700s rejected the Pope, the Catholic dogma of the Catholic Church, asked the Pope if the world was flat and round, and he said, hey, God told me it was flat, when they knew it was round. So that started a huge party. You know, and so they're the illuminated ones that run this, that are in this country, that they're the higher-ups, they think. You know, they're just partying. Look how George Washington and Jefferson was. Both of those guys were hypocrites. They wanted freedom for themselves, but yet they owned slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know Jefferson had a black slave concubine.
Yeah, that's right.
George Washington didn't free his slaves until him and his wife both died.
Well deserved.
The men that invented those games.
Anything else you want to observe tonight?
No, that's it. That's all
Thanks
I got.
For the call, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Marciano is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dalbert and Mark. Hello, Marciano. Marciano in Texas, going once.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Marciano, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's Marciano.
Marciano.
Yeah. Now, I had called about a month ago, and I told you about what we're doing here in here in McAllen. We're doing the same thing that you guys are doing in King, New Hampshire.
What are you doing?
We're you know, we want to eliminate the bureaucrats and all the monsters that are, you know, behind the courts.
Well, I don't know about eliminate. I mean, eliminate.
What do you
sounds
mean by
violent.
Eliminate? That sounds dire.
Well, like no. I mean, like what I'm saying is, you know how they treat people, how you know they're so mean with us and all that stuff. They don't give a fair trial. And just taking the power away from them, from all those, you know, those people.
Okay, so how are you doing that?
Well, last time, I was going to tell you that thanks to you guys, I've learned how to deal with these people. On December the 3rd, we got a citation for having a table at an art walk, you know, because I was recording them, and the guy told me to turn off the camera, and I didn't want to. And I learned
hold on, slow down a minute. You had a table at an art walk, some cops came up and threatened you, you were recording them, they didn't like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it was just one cop. It was one of those city ordinance cops.
Okay.
City what cops?
City ordinance.
City ordinance cops, you know, one of those
like a code enforcer.
Guy.
A code enforcer, gotcha.
Yeah, code enforcer, yeah, those. And thanks to you watching your videos, I learned, you know, to deal with these guys, you know how to respond to them.
So what did you do?
I told, you know, the guy told me, turn off the camera. I go, no, I'm going to hold everybody accountable. So he goes, okay, you know, take out your IDs. And, you know, my friend Armando got a citation because of that. And you can see that video.
So wait, Armando did not remove, he did not show the ID?
No, he came with a... Once I refuse to turn off the camera, the guy goes, okay, your ID, because he gives a citation because I didn't want to turn off the camera.
So, your friend got the citation or you got the citation?
My friend got the citation because he's used to these people. He's already dealt with them, you know, three times in the courts, you know, just by asking questions.
Why would he hand over his identification to them?
Well, you can see the video. We have it posted there on rgvnostate.com, and we have the two videos there.
Okay.
And, you know, that'll give you a better explanation of it.
And that was rgvnostate.com?
Yes.
Okay. So what's going on with that?
On our website, we have the link to your website, you know, to the Free King and the Free King YouTube. So we also promote you guys also.
Great. I appreciate that. Now, what happened? I mean, you got a citation. He got a citation even though you were the one recording? That doesn't make sense.
That's how people are. But exactly. I mean, none of these things make sense. I mean, just because a person is, you know, doing whatever and without harming anybody, you know, they give a citation. For example, I mean,
was he recording too?
No, I was recording. I was recording and somebody else we were recording.
Now, point of information, maybe I'm a little confused. Was the citation for running a table without a permit at an art walk event, or was the citation for recording video?
Okay, well, see, it started off like this. The guy got there, and he goes, you know, guys, you can't have the table here. Okay, he goes, you can't have the table here. You gotta take it out. He goes, I will give you 20 minutes to take it out. You know, I'll go in and come back and take it out. And I was recording the thing, you know, while this was happening, And then when the guy told me, can you turn off the camera? And I said, no. He goes, okay, you know, somebody, you know, give me their ID. And then he gave a citation for you know, for the table at the art walk. That's what
He cited you for the table, you know, for unauthorized vending or whatever. Mm-hmm. He didn't cite you for audio or video recording him.
No. It wasn't because of that. He was because of the table. And
what do you think would have happened if your friend would not have given up his ID?
He said that he was going to call the cops. And it's all recorded. I mean, he goes, okay, if you don't have ID, I'm going to have to call the cops. You know, the guys with the guns. So...
I see. So he intimidated you into to giving up your ID.
What else would you do?
Just as a point of information, if you are not in a vehicle and you're not the driver of a vehicle, typically in most places, and I'm not a lawyer, but it's my understanding that in most places you have no obligation whatsoever to provide identification. So that was a mistake on your I believe it was a mistake on your friend's part to essentially volunteer for a ticket. And that's basically what he did. They need to have a legal name to write on that ticket so it can go into the court system and be prosecuted. And if they don't have a legal name to write on that ticket, then there's nothing that can be done. I mean, he may have called the cops, and the cops may have come over and then arrested you for disorderly conduct. So I'm not saying it would have been a guaranteed solution or anything like that. But at that point, there was no obligation for your friend to give that code enforcer his identification.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, we're not, you know, you guys are good at this. I mean, we've just started this.
Well, it takes time. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes.
We're not scolding you, or Ian's not scolding you. I'm not sure what the best course of action was, but he's not scolding you. He's just giving you advice on how to you know,
Oh, yeah, no, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it, really. I mean, like I said, I mean, thanks to Ian. I've seen most all the videos. I mean, and the guy tells Ian, turn off the camera, and Ian goes, no, I'm not going to turn it off. I mean, you know,
Dave Ridley's a big inspiration for me on that one. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, great place to go and watch his videos as well. He does a really great job when he's confronted with the cops.
Gets better in time, yeah. Because their job, they've been trained to frighten and intimidate to get their way.
Absolutely.
And so it takes time.
I've seen the videos from CropBlock, from
another great website. Glad you're out there. I'm sure folks will go check out your video, and I'll do it when I get a chance. And thanks for the call tonight, Marciano. More coming up here with your calls. 800-259-9231. Even better, don't even carry the ID with you. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
Still to come tonight, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for that opportunity. Free Talk Live has a bunch of archives, by the way, on our website that go all the way back as late as 2006, and it's all free for you. You can just go to freetalklive.com to get the last week's worth right at the top of the page, and then click into the archive section to access years' worth, all free, at freetalklive.com, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own website, whether it's .com or .dot anything else. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. There's a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, even $100 in Google AdWords credit. HostGator.freetalklive.com. Get your first month completely free. HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We go to Cobra Commander calling from his secret base. Cobra Commander, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there, Ian, Mark, Dan.
Hey, Cobra, what's up?
I just wanted to tell you, a while back you were talking about the fish that have been popping up all over the place.
The fish.
The,
I don't even remember.
The dead fish in the river.
Oh, the dead fish, yeah.
Right, and the birds.
Arkansas. And the dead birds, right.
No, not the birds. That's an unrelated incident.
Okay. What's going on?
The mind control ray that I used to overtake Montana has some adverse effects on aquatic life, apparently.
Now why Montana? Why was Montana your first choice for the mind control ray? Is this a test of the ray?
Because Dave was there.
Dave in Montana. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that makes sense. How is it that a mind control ray in Montana affected fish in Arkansas?
Well, apparently the fish in Montana have hardier stock than fish in...
In Arkansas.
In Arkansas?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, did you try the mind control ray in Arkansas then?
Yes, I did.
Now, these were, well, what kind of fish were these, Ian? Crokies or something?
Hell if I know.
It was only one type of fish. So is it just this species that's somehow susceptible to the mind control ray? And is it that they were...
Are you saying that the crokies croaked?
I can't remember exactly what they're called, but it's some particular type of fish. And what did they just not want to be mind controlled, so they killed themselves? How did it happen?
Well, actually, what it is when a human mind manipulates the mind of a fish, a tiny little fish mind can't handle all the thoughts and emotions going through a human mind,
mm-hmm.
and it causes them to explode.
So is it just that the mind control ray wasn't focused enough on human beings and that it affected other animals? Is that the idea?
Actually, there was somebody diving in the lake, and I really wanted to get him.
What did you want to
get
him for?
Polar Bear Club.
What's that mean?
They were with the Polar Bear Club.
I don't understand.
So they swim in very cold water.
Is that why he was there, or why did you want to get him?
Because there's a Polar Bear Club. They dive in the cold water. I could use some men like that.
Oh, I see. Right. You could suit them up, and they could be your, they could be your strike team or something.
Some very hardy minions you could have there.
Arctic frogmen.
I like the way you think, Cobra Commander. That's very unique. So what else is going on in your world, in the underground bunker right now?
He is a schemer.
What are you plotting?
Oh, I'm not in the underground bunker. I'm in the invisible flying fortress.
And that's
the birds kind of can't see it, and they fly right into it.
That's what's happening. is that the unrelated incident?
That's unrelated. It's not the mind control device affecting the birds.
I see.
Huh. That is awesome.
When did you never guess Cobra Commander's Invisible Flying Fortress as the reason that the birds were dying?
That was right, Mark. I mean, I'm so glad that you chose. Is this a world exclusive, or did you call another talk show and reveal this?
No, I called you first.
World exclusive with Cobra Commander, the explanation for the mysterious dying birds and the... So you're saying it wasn't a disease, it wasn't that it was too cold, it wasn't fireworks, it was just that your fortress is so humongous that 4,000 birds fell right, just rammed right into it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, I was not... When I was growing up, I never watched the G.I. Joe television program, and of course Cobra Commander, for those that don't know, is the evil mastermind, terrorist mastermind, bad guy, the main bad guy on the G.I. Joe television program from the 1980s cartoon. I never watched the cartoon, so I don't really know much about it. I would always see the very ending portions where they would have the learning is half the battle or something like that, or knowing is half the battle is what it was, where they then have the little educational sections. But have you always had the flying fortress, the invisible fortress, or is that more of a new kind of development for you?
Actually, I traded in my Winnebago.
When was that? Was it during the 1980s, or was that recent?
It was about 06, I believe.
06. So this is fresh. Now, what are the features of the Flying Fortress, besides invisibility and flying and fortress? I mean, are there other...
I'm curious if are you able to get cell phone coverage up there?
Well, the pain rays, I have the pain rays attached to it.
Okay, pain rays are good. Now,
I've got the spinning rims.
Do you have a train whistle?
No, I don't have a train whistle. Mine actually plays the Dukes of Hazzard song.
Awesome.
a kid on my street used to have that. I really loved it when he
The Dukes?
By. Yeah. When I was growing
up. The only problem is when you've got a flying fortress, it's not very incredible when you go flying over a ditch. So I don't have many opportunities to beep it.
Wait, I don't understand that. What?
You're always flying in a flying fortress, whereas the General Lee would only fly very once a show.
Oh, okay. So it was a
Dukes of Hazzard reference.
Yeah, I've only seen the show.
So how does the invisibility thing work, Cobra Commander? I mean, how are you able to bend light around the fortress?
I will let you know. Don't lock your back door.
What are you going to come in and visit Mark in his house?
Yeah, I'll tell him later.
You're taking tours.
Oh, I see. You can't tell listeners.
Mark, if I were you, I wouldn't leave your back door unlocked for the Cobra Commander.
Come here, you can't come to my house.
He'll send his minions down there and mess with stuff.
Yeah.
I'm already at your house.
Uh-oh. So, the pain... Now, do you... How do you exit and enter the fortress? Do you have, some sort of flying jet that brings you up there?
No, I just land it and walk out.
Okay, how big is this thing?
Well, it's about the size of the White House.
The White House?
Yes.
So you've got to have a pretty big zone in which you can land this puppy.
No, it crushes everything it sets upon.
I see. You just don't even care, then.
It's a fortress, after all.
Right.
I mean, it's my property. I can land it wherever.
Absolutely. Now, what is it made out of? I mean, the fortress, I mean, obviously it has to be pretty sturdy if you're just landing it on top of buildings and such.
It's made mostly out of, you know, tungsten and, you know, not the kind of steel that's in the Twin Towers. it's far. The heat from jet fuel can't melt my flying fortress.
Yeah, that stuff burns.
Because are you using jet fuel to propel the thing around, or is it some sort of special development?
The souls of orphans.
The souls of orphans. I love this guy. I mean, you can ask him anything, and he's got an answer that is, like, not what you necessarily expect. Cobra Commander, what is coming up? I mean, I know you ran for president in 2008. What's happening? What are the plans? Are you throwing your hat in for 2012?
I would say start watching the skies over Massachusetts.
Why is that?
Well, that's where I'll be next.
Can you do skywriting, or what are you going to do? You're going to fly one of those banners?
This will become visible, and you'll see a giant floating flying fortress with spinning rims all over the bottom of it, shooting pain rays at everybody.
I support your takeover of Massachusetts.
The pain ray on Massachusetts.
It couldn't get worse.
Well, I will fly a banner that says, "Mark supports your demise."
You're not going to kill them. I mean, what good would that be to your overall plan?
Why would I kill them? I have a pain ray. I can make them painful.
Yes, and then they'll do your bidding if you have the pain ray.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're politicians. You could just pay them off. You don't have to make people.
No, he's talking about
everything. I very much enjoy hurting politicians, though.
I understand.
Cobra Commander, as always, it's nice to hear from you, and keep us on the, keep us updated as you hit the campaign trail here as 2012 rolls closer and people begin announcing their candidacies. It sounds like he's going to announce by revealing his fortress over Massachusetts, which is a good place to do it. I mean, it's close to New Hampshire,
New Hampshire's the
primary grounds.
You think that'd be the place to go?
Well, I'd rather the pain rays be in Massachusetts. I mean, I don't wish pain on anyone.
They're disarmed in Massachusetts.
That's true. Are you concerned about that, Cobra Commander? The fact that New Hampshireites actually have weapons?
Oh, not really. Now, the flying fortress is pretty much bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure I'll take you out last because, you know, I like your show.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You could always enslave us.
I can call in an update on how I'm spreading pain and misery all about the rest of the United States, and you can report it.
Certainly. I mean, if you've got us, if you've got the pain ray trained on us, we're likely going to be very obedient.
So why not other places around the globe? I mean, surely it's not just the United States that's important. I mean,
well, Canada's attached. I'll probably move there next.
You can only
it's so cold up there.
I've
had place
control
nice.
Of South America for 50 years now.
Mark, you've got to start somewhere. It might as well be in the world superpower.
There you go.
He's Cobra Commander. He wants to take that over. Hey, thanks for the update tonight, Cobra. We appreciate it. We're coming up here. Hour 3 is next. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.